A large group of orange-clad people gathered in Lexington's City Hall this morning. They were part of Lexington's first public observance of Wear Orange National Gun Violence Awareness Day. The local chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America coordinated today's event. As part of the ceremony, Carolyn DuPont read the names of 26 victims of gun violence in Lexington from May of last year through this May.
Deontay Bates, James Blair, William Cole.
Anita Franklin lost her son to gun violence in the spring of 2014. She recounted this morning a cartoon she saw with a teacher asking school children what they wanted to be when they grew up. It depicted one student raising his hand and saying, alive.
Why are our kids feeling that the one thing they want to be is alive? Not to be a teacher, not to be the mayor of our city, not to be the president of the United States. Gun violence is definitely an epidemic.
More than 150 buildings and monuments throughout the United States will light up orange. That includes the Empire State Building, Niagara Falls, the Big Four Bridge in Louisville, and Lexington's Helix Garage. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.
John Moffitt, Stephanie Mullins, Jacob Tyler Ray,